Gay Wizard Book Club.
Welcome to the Gay Wizard Book Club. This episode, we're just going to be talking a little bit about what this podcast is so that you are totally prepared to listen to our amazing podcast. This podcast, we talk about, you know, sci-fi and fantasy novels, and we do that through a lens of queer hilarity. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Paul W. Turing, and I use he, him pronouns.
I'm Ray McLean. I'm your other host, and I use she, her pronouns.
So just a little bit about our backstory. Ray and I met in college, which is a weird amount of time ago.
Yeah, it's been like a cool 7 years.
Yeah. We were roommates. Ray was subletting one of my other very good friends from college's room. And we did not know each other at all.
Yep, it was a stranger Craigslist sublet.
Truly, yeah, got super amazingly lucky with that because Ray and I ended up becoming best friends. Do you want to talk about how we've truly bonded?
Yeah, because we were talking about this like a week ago or something before we started recording, and I was like, when did you when did you look at me and like knew it was love? And Paul was like, when we watched Footloose for the first time together. It was like summer and we were smoking and we were watching the classic movie Footloose, and there's that montage scene where Kevin Bacon throws down the cigarette and does the angry dance, and me and Paul were just like staring at the screen and staring at each other and staring at the screen and staring at each other and like screaming like we were on a roller coaster.
Yeah,
and like that was it, that was the moment.
Yeah, I remember we were home alone, like none of our other roommates were there, and yeah, we just like, when that scene started, neither of us were at all prepared. And I remember there's that one part of that scene where he like jumps off from one thing to another, and they show that single jump from like four different angles. And I just remember like you and I let out a simultaneous extended scream for all four of those shots, and just like kept like looking from each other to the screen to each other while yelling.
That was that was it. That was the moment.
And we've been family ever since.
It's true.
That's when we realized that we're both just darn hilarious people. And I think you know, we had made like sort of half joking references to starting a podcast for years. And we just didn't really kind of, we never really knew what it was going to be about. We just knew that like we'd be amazing at it because we're funny together. And humble. And then so then the pandemic happened, and and we were both unemployed for a number of months, I believe. And just kind of trapped in our respective living situations, and just to stay sane, we started FaceTiming each other all the time. And I think you had the idea, right, to read out loud to each other over FaceTime.
Yeah, it was. I was like sitting around. I was living with my brother at the time, and I saw a tweet from somebody about like, the American government is really responding to the pandemic like Cornelius Fudge responded to Voldemort coming back. Which, like, a year and a half later just continues to be true. Oh, God, I lost my train of thought because it was too real. But, yeah, I was thinking about it. And then I texted Paul and I was like, you want to read Harry Potter 5 out loud? We did.
And I was just like, fuck yeah. Because that's an amazing installment of that series. And
it's the most underrated Harry Potter book.
Yeah. And yeah, so we read, I think, probably like 3 of the Harry Potter books at least.
We read 5, 6, 7, and then we went back and read Goblet of Fire.
That's right. Yeah.
And then we didn't read, like, the dumb baby ones.
And then we branched out and started reading other fun books, mostly which Ray found and recommended, because she's really good at that. And eventually, like, we both started having jobs and didn't have time to, like, mm-hmm. FaceTime every single day anymore. Because we were really, like, yeah. for a while, we were FaceTiming for, like, a few hours every yeah. day.
We no longer had time to read out loud on FaceTime for, like, 15 to 20 hours a week.
So we started reading the same book at the same time, but, like, separately, and then writing our thoughts down so that we could then, like, come together every couple days and just yell at each other over FaceTime about the chapters mm-hmm. that we read, and we realized that that's basically a podcast.
Yeah, we were just doing an unrecorded podcast, and at some point this winter we were like, maybe we should record it, and then it will be a recorded podcast.
yeah. Which I can't believe how long we've been working on this for, like, 6 months, I think, almost. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
since December, at least. Did a number of... God, we did so many practice episodes. We did some mm-hmm. episodes which we didn't know were going to be practice episodes, and they turned out yeah. to be practice episodes. Yeah. we're still learning, but we're ready to mm-hmm. share it with you, the rest of our, you know, new book club members.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome to the club. So yeah, that's actually a unintentionally amazing transition into our next topic, which is, like, why listen to this podcast? So, you know, were you a kid who used to read at, like, a seventh grade level when you were in third grade? Did you read mm-hmm. all the time, and now you're lucky to read one book a year? Do you wish you had cool people to talk to about those books? Well, now you do. Welcome to our book club.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the whole point is just that we're going to have fun. We're going to read fun books, and we're going to talk about them, and we're going to go on tangents, and we're just going to have as much fun doing it as possible. And, like, we're also going to do some analysis, but even that's fun. So yeah, that's really where the name of this podcast comes from. It's a book club, and so that describes what we're doing, and Gay Wizard describes who we are, our target audience, yeah. and the flavor of literature that we will be discussing.
Yeah, book club is the activity, and Gay Wizard is the vibe.
Totally.
Yeah, that's... Can I add a little bit to your Why Listen section?
Oh my god, yes. Yes.
One thing that I know I really enjoy in lit podcasts and podcasts with queer hosts is that it's like getting to take a college class, but without all the shitty parts.
Yo, you know? For real.
Yeah, you know, because, like, English classes are like, man, I took a couple English classes in college, and, like, I love books, and I love writing and thinking about literature and picking it apart, but I do not love having, like, one incredibly straight try-hard dominating the class, you know? And you're just like, oh, I really can't have... Yeah, what am I trying to say?
Yes.
Sometimes when you are a thoughtful gay introvert, it's hard to find a pleasant space to enjoy, like, deconstructing literature, even yeah. though, like, that, like, what the fuck is college for if not that? But it turns out it's not that. It's I don't know that.
We went to really big schools, and I think that sort of contributed to that vibe. But I mean, you're describing literally my entire college experience. I was a failed English literature major. Like, I
forgot you were an English major. Holy shit.
That was my chosen major, and I didn't even really, mostly because at the time I was, like, interested in writing, and but I can tell you, I was actually thinking about this the other day, I have learned more about analyzing books and have had more fun doing it since doing this podcast than I ever did in any, almost any of my literature classes. There was like one or two that had like a cool professor and they actually had like some control over the curriculum. But most of the literature classes that I took, like, you're forced to read these, you know, quote, you know, capital C canon books. And
Do you mean boring books?
Yeah, well, and like so much of it, I mean, not even just the fact that like all of them are written by like cisgendered straight white men, but they're also all like from at least 100 years ago. And it's just so, even if you're not a queer person, it's really hard to relate to those. And I just, I fundamentally believe that like you can't analyze a book and get into it and have thoughts about it if you can't relate to it. So like, yeah, we're going to do some analysis of these books and really get into it, but we're doing it because it's fun. Like I don't feel like I'm doing homework when I prepare for these episodes and I'm taking notes, you know, like this is just the analysis that my brain's already doing because I'm enjoying these books, you know?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like a literature class with books you actually wanted to read.
Yeah. Yep.
And with people you actually want to talk to about it.
Yeah. And I'm just, I am really excited to like hear you guys' hot takes. Like hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Like please tell us what part of the book that we're reading was gay and why it was gay.
Seriously. Yeah. For sure.
But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, what can we expect from a typical episode of the Gay Wizard Book Club, Ray?
So we're going to open with just any housekeeping and like a little chit chat about our weeks so you can get to know us, and because it's fun and pleasant.
Yeah.
We're going to be reading about 40 to 50 pages per episode. That may change depending on the book, but that is kind of the stride that we've hit. After these first couple months of podcasting. So then for each chapter, we're going to give you a short summary, which we every other week, one of us prepares it and then we don't read them. So we can be surprised at how fucking funny each other are. So yeah, we'll give a short summary and then we're just going to talk through the points of the chapter that we had thoughts about, that we reacted to real strongly, that And then we're going to close out the episode just with a chat about what TV shows, books, or other tasty media me and Paul have been enjoying that week.
Yeah. Yeah, just like another note on the sort of the meat of the episode. Yeah, after the summary of the chapter, we'll talk through. I just like to say we put very little planning into that part of the episode. It's really just us having a conversation about that chapter. And just talking out our thoughts and feelings and reactions and any sort of analysis that we happen to do.
And dumb tangents.
Oh like, my God.
This is not a podcast where we stay perfectly on topic the whole time. It is definitely gonna like...
Yeah, nor do we want it to be.
We're not gonna be on topic the whole time. Yeah.
Because again, it's like fun book club. And if you want to drink wine while you're listening to us, that would be appropriate.
Please. Unless you're driving. Please don't if you're driving. But, like, if you're sitting in a laundromat, go for it.
Just bring a little, like, thermos full of wine.
Yeah, put it in a water bottle.
So those will be most of our episodes will be as described. We may also do a recap episode after we finish talking about a book. If we feel like... after we've done all the chapters in a book, we feel like we have more to talk about, we will do another episode of just sort of probably with a bit more deep analysis of the book as a whole. But that'll kind of depend on the book and how much we've talked about it. And if we feel, like I said, if we feel like we have more to say.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So between books, we're going to do like a palate cleansing one-off episode about a fun movie. which I'm really excited for.
Yeah, we haven't recorded one of those yet, but it's going to be so great. Because that is...
It's going to be so good.
Because that is, as we've said, that is like how Ray and I bonded. And
yeah,
we still do that all the time of just like watching a movie and yelling about it.
It's true. And like you guys, the type of movie that we're talking about has... Aaron Eckhart in it, probably.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. If you like a movie where, like, Vin Diesel is never injured or loses any fight, because that's, like, part of his contract,
yeah.
That's kind of the kind of movie we're talking about.
Out of a skyscraper. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And we're just going to talk about how fun and silly that movie is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to do, like, a little fun movie ep. And that's going to be when we announce our next book, so that we'll have a fun unveiling end as well.
Yes, yes. A note about spoilers. It is another thing that will just kind of depend on the book. For example, our first book that we cover in this podcast is The Hunger Games. And The Hunger Games was, of course, an incredibly successful book series that got made into an even more incredibly successful movie series. It's part of pop culture. Like, my mom gets references to The Hunger Games. So, like, we're going to be talking about spoilers. We're going to be talking about the whole book, maybe even the whole series in those episodes. That will not be true for all books, though. It'll sort of depend on how popular it is, and also sort of your and I's like personal history with that book, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll let you know probably when we announce it in the movie special episode, whether or not there'll be spoilers, so you know how much reading you may or may not want to do before we start that book.
So a note on book series. Just because we start a trilogy or a series, if we're doing the first book, say The Hunger Games.
Right.
that does not mean that we're going to cover the whole series at once. We will definitely take input from you guys. Ultimately, it is going to come down to how we're feeling about, like, do we want to do an involved reading and recording and researching of that book for, like, a couple months, right?
Right. Well, yeah, I think you said it. It's like it really comes down to time and how much time we want to stay in sort of the same place, you know? And, you know, because if we do a whole trilogy of books, it's going to be months of episodes. And not that that's a bad thing, but it'll just depend.
Yeah. I was just reading, so Paul mostly put together the outline for this episode. He's got some notes about, like, talking about the same themes over and over, but I definitely read it as talking about the same thems over and over, and I was like, oh my god, which thems? Sounds hot. So that's the kind of content you can expect, is me being underprepared and being like, wait, thems? Where? Anyhow, yeah, I mean, like, part of the fun and the challenge and the learning curve of this podcast for both of us, I think, has been doing a project that is, like, hard and interesting and involved at a pace that we're determining for ourselves and is not, like, part of being, like, squished into a capitalism cog, you know, like, and I think covering series, like, maybe just the first book or the first two books of however many, is a part of that. Like, we're doing this for pleasure.
Yeah.
And, like, for instance, the third Hunger Games book is a huge bummer. I don't know if we could make it funny.
Yeah, that's so, like, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not to say that we might not come back to a series later on when we feel like it. But, like, we're never going to go out of order, right? I mean, like, we're never going to read, like, book two and then book one, like, a year later. We won't do that to you.
Yeah, we are not going to do you like that. That would be terrible. We're not monsters.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the summary of what you can expect from this podcast. While we have you here, we also want to, I guess, disclaimer is kind of the word. We want to talk a little bit about The Hunger Games and our episodes in The Hunger Games, our first book that we are covering. We are really, really happy to share these episodes with you. It was really fun recording them. And like I said, we did a lot of practice episodes before we started The Hunger Games, but as with every podcast ever, the first, you know, there's always learning to do and there's always improving to do. And so, yeah, there's just some things that we were still figuring out and still are figuring out. firstly, structure. Initially, when we started recording The Hunger Games episodes, we were only covering about 30 pages or about two chapters per episode. And we, that seemed like a great idea because that like gave us a really good like hour of material to talk about, but we didn't really do the math when we decided that. And we realized like a few episodes in that like, man, we've done like four episodes on this book and we're not even in the games yet. Like, and we just sort of realized that like, you know, sort of the same as our conversation about book series, we don't want to necessarily spend too much time talking about the same book. And so we decided about halfway through that that 30 pages was not a quick enough pace. And so we increased it a little bit. And we ended up with an even 10 episodes. But yeah, we you know, so the structure does change a bit way through those episodes.
Mm-hmm. In terms of sound, we started this out with some bare minimum recording equipment, and we don't have a studio. We really don't even live in situations where we have guaranteed sound privacy.
We don't even, for instance. I mean, we don't even live in the same state right now.
I would like to say, technically, for insurance purposes, we do live in the same state. For legal reasons, we do live in the same state. I will get into that later. But like, I really am sitting in a trailer right now, and like, in the tree that is right next to this trailer, the birds and the squirrels like get in fights a lot, and there might be some background noise, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, we're working on our sound quality. Bear with us as we grow and learn and get more practiced.
Yeah. And feel free to donate to our Patreon so we can buy better equipment.
Yeah. I couldn't buy the squirrels a tree so they don't have to bother the birds anymore.
Yeah, I know. The desk that I record at is, like, so close to this window, and on the other side of that window, like, is the alley behind my apartment where, like, all the residents park and drive their cars and, like, talk loudly to each other. It's... Yeah, good. There's so much going on. Good. And on a similar note, we do all of our own editing for this podcast. We take turns doing episodes, just like we take turns writing summaries. And neither of us has much experience with editing, so it has also been an intense learning process for that as well. So just another thing to please bear with us about.
Yeah. Yeah. You got anything else?
Well, just sort of another note on structure. Like, part of why we realized we needed to pick up the pace is, like, we you know, later on in the episodes for The Hunger Games, we found ourselves talking about a lot of the same themes over and over again. And we kind of realized that, like, even though it is fun to talk about always, like, it's always, and, like, The Hunger Games is such a great book. It's always fun to talk about it.
Yeah.
And no matter how good a book is, that book can only have so many themes. Like,
yeah.
There's only so many things really to like dig deep on. And yeah, we kind of learned that the hard way sounds too negative, but we learned by doing.
Truly.
Anything else?
I just want to close out on the horrifying admission that I think about podcast hosts who I like to listen to as my ear friends.
Yeah.
And I just would like to extend to you guys the earbud of ear friendship. Come be our ear friends and talk about books with us.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
That's such a great way of putting it. I was like trying to convey that when talking about like how this is a book club and like you are members of this book club with us.
Yeah.
You know, and I do the same thing with my podcast as well. It's always important to me that, you know, I like the hosts and that they have a fun dynamic. That's why, you know, like we sort of we encourage each other to go off on tangents and talking about our personal lives and be a bit vulnerable because we want you to feel like you know us and we're your friends, because we are.
Yeah. Come, like, tiredly do dishes and go on, like, walk your dogs and grudgingly clean your room while we chat, because we want to do that stuff with you.
I remember I had, like, a very surreal moment early on in the process of making this podcast when I was like, people might listen to us talk when they do their laundry. Like, that's so crazy.
That's the goal.
Yeah. It's exciting. But yeah, so that's everything. Yeah, welcome to the club, and we hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Welcome. All right. Talk to you next week.
Bye.